Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We thank the Lord for 19 years now. We have been bringing these radio broadcasts to you. And we thank the Lord for this station, for all the prayers, the provision, all the good messages. And most of all, we thank the Lord for you, the listener. Many of you have been with us since the beginning, back in 2005, and so we praise the Lord for that. Today we're going to be talking about the role of government and what is our place as a citizen of the USA, as a citizen of this nation. What does the Lord think about the nations? What does he think about borders? What does he think about chaos that's going on in the USA today? And so this is going to be a pertinent message for all the current events that are happening here in the USA. If you have your Bible there, turn it to Romans chapter 13. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message today, just want to give you a brief update what's going on here in Kenya. We're having a nice time of decreased rain, still a few showers, but nothing like it was a month ago. And so hot weather is setting in, and we're going to be preparing the ground to plant maize and beans. All of our spring crops will be planting in March, into March, mid-March. And so we're preparing the ground now. A project we just finished, we built a new toilet for the children's home and also a storage room on the backside of the toilet, and then also building some sidewalks, new sidewalks around the children's home. So there's lots going on there in the children's home. We invite you to come over, bring a team, come to do some work here at the children's home at the Living Water Shamba. Come to encourage us. We'll do a conference. We'll build a mud house. We'll do some work around the children's home. Bring a team. If you have a Bible study group or a church group that would like to come, or maybe just an individual or a couple, come and we'll find something for you to do. Serve the Lord with your work. Serve the Lord with your labor. Faith without works is dead, the Bible says. And so we encourage you to get involved in God's kingdom. Get involved in doing something to build the kingdom of God. And this is a great place to do it here in Africa. Well, today, as I spoke, we're going to be talking about the role of government. And this is a very appropriate subject in the time that we're living in. A lot of chaos going on here in the USA regarding the southern border. Millions of people in the last 3 years have poured across our southern border. They're scattered out across the United States, and very few of them will ever be tracked. Very few of them ever appear for their court appearance or their court-appointed appearance. And so this is going to be a big problem in the future for the USA. And unfortunately, some people don't see it as a problem. I don't see this as necessarily a Republican or a Democrat issue. Although certain parties, you can see, are more keen and more interested in getting this problem under control, because I believe that it is a ploy by certain other parties to change the demographics of the United States of America, change the demographics of the people who will eventually be voters and eventually be responsible for the outcomes of the president and other people who are in control of the government. So it has great implications for the future, has implications for now, implications for our health facilities, our medical facilities, our education facilities, our law enforcement capabilities. All these things are being affected by what's going on at the border. So there's a lot of debate, and so I want to look at what the Bible says about the role of government in the lives of the people here on the earth. Well, Romans chapter 13 is the scripture we're going to look at today, because this is a very powerful passage regarding the role of government. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the people of Rome, and he says in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And so Paul is saying, and I'm sure he's speaking to the Christians in Rome, because they were oppressed and they had a difficult time submitting to the government, because it was a very evil and wicked government. At one point, they used Christians as human torches to light up their stadiums and light up their places of leisure and places of decadence. And so Paul is saying, you have to be subject to the governing authorities, because the governing authorities have been put there in place by God. And so this begs the question, well, what about in nations where the authorities are very wicked, where the authorities are evil, where the authorities are dictators and really don't care about the welfare of the people in their nations? What about those people? Are they appointed by God? Well, yes, they are, because every government all across the earth, no matter if it's a dictatorship or someplace like North Korea or China or whatever the place may be, those people in power have been appointed by God, because that is the will of the nation. That is the will of those people. That is a representation of thinking of the people in that nation and the morality and all the things that go into making a nation, making the leaders. So the people that are in power are a representation, they're a cross-section, you might say, of the people who are in that nation. And if there's no revelation of God in that nation, and no revelation, no desire, no seeking of God in that nation, then there will be a wicked ruler. There'll be a person that represents evil in that nation, and it's very easy in these type of nations for evil people to take over. Does that mean God has abandoned that nation? No. People in that nation who know the Lord or who come to know the Lord. For instance, in China, there's maybe 200, 300 million Christians in China who call themselves Christians and who know the Lord. Many are in government-sponsored churches that are above-ground churches. But there's also many that are in underground churches, and they have a more zealous desire to seek the Lord. The government is continually trying to stamp them out. But even in cases where the government is opposed to Christians and the government tries to stamp out Christianity, the people in government are still appointed by God. They are in authority because of God. He has placed them there, because any type of government is better than anarchy. Any type of government is better than just wholesale slaughter. And people, many times, if there's no authority over them, they will get into all kinds of wars, rumors of wars, wholesale slaughter, chaos, anarchy. And so that is why God prefers order. He is a God of order. The sun comes up every day. The universe and all the things in the universe, they all operate in an orderly fashion. And so God is a God of order. And so you can see, when you travel around the world and you see other nations and you see how other nations operate and how leaders of other nations operate, then you start to appreciate truly the United States of America, and you see what a God-ordained, godly country this place is. And this country has, we the people, this country has many, many founding documents that give reference to God, give reference to our Creator, many founding documents that came and were born out of prayer to Almighty God, Jehovah God, many founding documents that came out of a devotion of the leaders to the people. And so this country, the United States of America, is very unique. Very unique. The European nations are a bit like it, but they didn't have the founding documents. They didn't have the birth that this nation, the United States of America, had. And it was born, this nation was born to be a beacon of light, a God-ordained beacon of light for nations around the world, that people would come not only to come to this nation, but also receive from this nation the Word of God. It would be a beacon of light through missionaries and through great churches, great preachers, great pastors, great evangelists. Thinking of Billy Graham and some of the great evangelists, T.L. Osborne and Oral Roberts, Benny Hinn, some of these great evangelists that have traveled the world coming from the United States of America, Luis Palau. And so we have a history and a legacy of spreading the gospel. And so that is the fulfillment of the reason why God ordained and birthed this nation, the United States of America. And so in verse 2 in chapter 13, Paul says, "Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment upon themselves." Well, that is pretty straightforward there. He's saying when you resist the authority, when you resist the laws and the law and order of the land, you're going to bring judgment on yourself. And so sometimes that judgment plays out in people getting arrested, people breaking the law because there's a willful intent to rebel against the government. And so people willingly break the law, people willingly steal, people willingly murder, people willingly scheme and lie and engage in corrupt activities because they are in rebellion to the established law and order of the land. And of course, we have prisons in the USA, we have jails, we have places of detention, we have youth detention centers. All these things are established to help bring law and order, to help get the lawbreakers and the rebellious off the streets, to get the murderers off the streets. And so we have an established law and order that is built upon the Ten Commandments: thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder. And so we have an established law and order that is built on the framework given by the children of Israel through the Ten Commandments. That is the pillar and the foundation of law and order here in the United States of America. And so it is important that we continue to abide by the law. We are a nation of laws. We are a nation of law and order. And so when you see that, what is happening on the southern border, you realize that there's an aberration, there's a rebellion against the established law and order that is given to us through the Constitution, given to us through state laws, given to us through the Bill of Rights. And so we see that there is a rebellion going on. And so we look for solutions. We look for ways to get this under control and to establish order where there is disorder. So in verse 3, chapter 13 of Romans, Paul says, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil." Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. And so Paul is saying that we should not be afraid. If you're keeping the law, if you're abiding by the law, you should not be afraid. But if you are a rebel and you're in rebellion to the established authorities, then you should be afraid, because the authorities have been put in place to help establish order and to bring peace and tranquility to the people, to the citizens of the republic. And so then Paul goes on to say in verse 4, "For he, the authority, is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil." Well, if you look at the history of the United States of America, we've had many godly men that have been president of this United States of America, many godly men who have been governors and godly women. So far, no women have been president, but we've had many women governors. Many of them have been men and women of God. We thank God for that. Some have been probably lukewarm in their Christian walk, Others have probably been more zealous, more passionate, and so we are thankful that the Lord has spoken through presidents. The Lord has had his hand on presidents who bowed their knee and prayed to God, who bowed their knee and asked God for wisdom. And we think about times like 1963, when our President Kennedy was assassinated. There was a great mourning, but also a great outcry from the people to turn to God. What's going on in this nation that we assassinate our leaders, that we assassinate our most beloved president? And so it brought a great introspection, people getting on their knees, crying out to the Lord, meditating on what's going on in this country. We saw the same thing in 9/11/2001, when the Muslim terrorists attacked the World Trade Centers and brought down those trade centers. We had a great crying out to the Lord. The churches were full. Youth groups were full. People were crying out saying, what's going on? People were in fear. And so when people are in fear, they turn to the Lord and they cry out and they ask the Lord, give them revelation, give them protection, give them wisdom to deal with the problem. Well, so the leaders, it says he does not bear the sword in vain. In other words, the reason he carries the sword, the reason we have police, the reason we have Border Patrol and Homeland Security is that the existing authorities have to maintain order. The existing authorities have been ordained by God to carry the sword, to carry the gun, and to maintain order. And so that is the reason that we have these people in place. It's to help keep order. We can't just let all the people of Central America pour into the United States. Well, I suppose we could. In fact, I know it's not smart. How's the people, the hardworking citizens of America who are trying to put food on their own table, take care of their own children's education, take care of their own children's medical needs, how are those people going to take care of all the people from Central America, Mexico, Venezuela, now even Chinese, who are not coming in here to learn to make their noodles? They're coming in to establish terror cells to eventually be a Trojan horse and take this nation down. And so we have to have wisdom when we look at the situation. We have to have wisdom. There's a reason why God gave us borders. There's a reason why God gave us ministers for good. There's a reason why God put people in authority over us, and it's to be a minister to us for good. And so our government does not bear the sword in vain. When they bring the sword down on a person, when they bring the gun down on a person or the handcuffs, it's to help establish law and order and a peaceful society where people can go about their business and take care of their families, take care of their business, take care of their farms. And this is the role of government, to protect people. I see this as the primary role of government, is to protect people and to make sure that they have an environment that's peaceful, conducive to good business, conducive to raising families, conducive to giving their children education. That is the primary role of government. Well, in Psalm 89:14, we read that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face, O Lord. And so righteousness, justice, mercy, and truth are listed in that scripture. Those are the desirable things that we desire here in the United States of America. We desire righteousness. We desire people who have right living, who have opportunity to live in a right way, not living in fear, not living wondering if they're going to make it to the next day. And so we desire to elect officials. We have the wonderful opportunity and privilege here in the United States of America to elect officials that we think can establish righteousness in this nation, that can help us establish justice. We have a Supreme Court, and we have appointed judges, and we pray for those judges that they have wisdom when they look at the Constitution and they see the laws that are being passed. They see the challenges to the laws, challenges to peace and to law and order, that they rule in a correct manner according to the Constitution that was given to us by the Founding Fathers. It is very important that those justices stay untainted, that they stay free of corruption, that they give an honest viewpoint here in Kenya. If you would come to Kenya, you never know about the judges. There's a lot of corruption here, a lot of corruption in the lawyers. And so many of the decisions that are handed down here in Kenya are tainted. Many of them are tainted by corruption and false logic. And so we have a whole different thing going on here in Kenya. And if you would come to Kenya and see the corruption and see how things operate here, it would make you very thankful for the way we do things in the United States, for the wisdom and the counsel and the God-fearing people that we have in office and in the courts in the United States of America. Well, did Jesus ever talk about submitting to authority? Yes, he did. Matthew chapter 22, verse 19. The Pharisees were asking Jesus about paying taxes, and he says, "Show me the tax money." So they brought him a denarius. That was the coin of the day. A day's wage was one denarius. And so they brought him a denarius. And in verse 20, Jesus said to them, "Whose image and inscription is on this coin?" And they looked at Jesus and they said to him, "Caesar's." And so Jesus said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." In other words, Jesus is saying, submit to the authorities. And at that time, the Roman government, the Roman kingdom, the kingdom of Rome was in Israel, was in control of that nation. And so the Israeli citizens or the people of Israel were under submission of the Roman Empire. But Jesus said, submit to Rome, give to Caesar, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. In other words, when it comes time to pay taxes, Jesus said, give your tax money to the Roman emperor. Give your tax money, submit to him, live a peaceful life, pray for him. If you want to see changes, just as we want to see changes now in the way our southern border is operating, if you want to see changes, do things according to the law. We are a nation of law and order. If you want to see changes in the way elections are held, don't just give a blanket voting privilege and voting right to all the illegals in America. Don't just do that. That goes against and violates the foundation of this nation. It goes against the rule of law and order. It goes against the foundation of our nation as a nation of law and order. Change the voting laws. Change the citizen laws in a legal manner, not with just a stroke of a pen, that the president can become a self-appointed dictator, bring 15 million people into voting rights. And so you see that there has to be law and order for the people to respect government. There has to be a law and order based on the foundation of the Ten Commandments in the USA, in order for the people to appreciate the government, respect the government, and submit to the government in a godly manner. Well, Proverbs 14:34 says that righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach to any people. Well, the foundation we saw of God's throne is righteousness and justice. And so in Proverbs, Solomon says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so we seek righteousness in this nation. We seek righteousness in our leaders. We seek righteousness in the common people, the plumbers, the teachers, the farmers, the counselors. We seek righteousness in them. And sin is a reproach to any people. And so we can't put enough police on the streets. We can't put enough border security people on the border of Texas all the way to California if people don't abide by the law, if there's no desire on the part of people to abide by the law. You will never catch up with all the lawbreakers. They have to submit because righteousness exalts a nation. And God is not going to bless America if we are a nation of lawbreakers. God is not going to bless America if we have no regard for the authorities over us. Psalm 33:12, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And so the United States of America, as I spoke before, it says on our money, in God we trust, in Yahweh we trust, the only nation in the world that prints in Yahweh, in God we trust. And so blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. If you want to know why the United States is a special, peculiar, and very exalted nation on the earth, you have to understand our beginning was built on the foundation of God, built on the foundation of the Ten Commandments, that the beginning of this nation was ordained by God. It was set apart from the nations of the earth from the beginning. And there's no other nation outside of Israel that is as close to God as the United States of America. And we are to be the beacon of light that sends people out to preach the gospel to the nations, to the lost sheep of the nations of the earth. And so we are to send people out and to bless people through the word of God. Well, we'll continue more on this next week, how the role of government is to be played out in our life. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We praise the Lord for you, listener. We want to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you and have your support. Sit down today, write us out a check, let us know you're listening. If you have prayer requests, include those requests. PurePrairie@Hotmail is our email. If you have prayer requests, let us know you're listening. You can stay tuned now for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.